Here we go. Hey, this is the Obvious Brothers. I'm Obvious Steve. That guy on the other end of the line is not Obvious John, who is busy in Florida. And there's just a whole series of jokes there to make about what he's doing, Sean. So our man Sean has stepped in today. This would be better if I uploaded the video of this Zoom because Sean is wearing a suit and tie, which means he's definitely not Obvious John, who rarely wears a collared shirt for these occasions. So
I've heard
say hi,
John
Sean.
has, hey everybody, I am jealous. I heard John has some cool golf shirts, but yeah, had to get dressed up for this special podcast.
I know for a fact that you did not get dressed up for the special podcast. But it's funny that you think so. So, Sean, you ready for the joke I told in class yesterday?
I'm ready.
You
Shoot.
ready? I don't think you are. The look on your face tells me you're not really ready. Okay. You ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
What's green, fuzzy, and has four legs and will kill you if it falls out of a tree?
Don't know.
Pool table.
That's okay.
He actually cracked. He cracked there. Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, Steve, what's a pirate's favorite basketball move?
Oh God, I don't know.
A jump hook.
Jump hook. Okay, there you go on the basketball. Okay, so it's 2 days after St. Patty's Day, so I got one for you, Sean. Probably I'll save these to later, but let's front load here because nobody's going to listen to all this, are they, Sean?
Nope.
Nope. So there are two Irishmen on a hunting trip in Canada. They fly out on a chartered plane. They kill six moose. That leads us to the question of what's the plural for moose? They have six dead moose carcasses, and a pilot says, our contract says four is the max. And the two Irishmen said, what the heck is that? The guy last year, he took six. We had six. We took six back. And the guy says, oh man. And he says, come on, you got to, we've killed six. You got to take six. All right. We'll take six. So they get up in the air and, make it over the mountain part of the way, and they crash. And two Irishmen are standing next to the plane, and one says, I wonder where we are. And the other one says, I don't know. It doesn't seem like we're very far from where we crashed last year.
That was good. All right. That
Yeah,
gets a chuckle. I'll give it to you.
never
It's not
occurred to any of us. This is where this is going, right, Sean?
it wasn't a John joke, but it was okay. It
No,
was
I
family
did not have
friendly.
the John joke after, after the tattoo of the scissors earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Steve, what's the difference between a college basketball player who's a ball hog and time?
I don't know, Sean.
Time passes.
Ooh, wow. So, Sean, tell us, why are you on this podcast? What is your area of expertise here that you're bringing to this podcast so that people should really listen to what you have to say? Other than the fact there are like 50 people go and listen just to laugh at the local city council person trying to tell people about basketball.
Well, you called in the big guns. I am an expert in the field. I've watched probably 4 hours of college basketball this year, three of which were Notre Dame basketball. So I'm really,
No, you didn't
an
really
expert in
watch
this
college
field.
basketball then, did you?
No,
No, you watch.
NIT type basketball. But
No, they didn't
also,
make the NIT, dude. Yeah.
no, they didn't
No.
even get to decline it, which is a little embarrassing. So yeah, but no,
There's
I bring, I'd say
an
six to
inside
seven.
joke if ever I heard one. Yeah. That's a Big East joke, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I think I bring 6 to 7 years of CYO middle school coaching experience. So,
Is
I'm
that
up
it?
there. I know what I'm talking about.
So are you run your own bracket? Is that why here? Or is
Ooh.
it your wife who runs the bracket?
So it's presented by Burke Kramsky Communications. It's the Kramsky 2024 bracket, and you're the defending champ. So there's a
Of
lot of
course,
pressure on you this year.
of course I am, Sean. I was bringing this up. Did you finish above last year?
I think I was second to last. I'd have to look. You were first. I think John was top three, and I Brittany was top three. I did not sniff the top. Oh wait, I can see it. All right, I'm gonna pull it up. Nope, it's not showing me. This is good. This is good podcasting. You were the champ.
Josh sent us his final four. So we have both John and Josh's final fours to mock. So we now know that Sean is not really an expert here. And since Notre Dame's not playing, he will be no help at all. Of course, this is like football season, right, Sean? You will know about the teams because they played Notre Dame, is what you will base them on your
That
knowledge
is
on,
true.
right? Yeah.
That is accurate.
That is accurate. You know Duke because Notre Dame played them and blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Yeah. Clemson might be the worst team in the tournament, and that's partially because Notre Dame beat them.
Is that the only win against the field Notre Dame has?
I'd have to double check. It's close. If there's a handful, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be many. Okay, speaking of surprises, there was a beautiful segue on your part, like you're a podcast professional there. Were there surprises that you are aware of in the bracket? Things that surprised you, or in all your chasing through all your research, people are surprised about?
Yeah, I think obviously some of the teams that got left out. I thought Pitt was a little surprising. I think St. John's had an argument, right? There were Providence. There were some angry coaches and teams.
In
I
the
think we had
in the Big East, yes.
correct, and I think we had a text sort of about this that the committee alleges they don't do some of these matchups on purpose. It's
Right.
kind of hard. It's kind of hard not to see the way they were trying to set this up. The big one for me, for some reason, I'm high on Iowa State. I think they got a raw deal being in the bracket with UConn. I think that's a tough draw for them. I think, and I'll talk about this in some of my picks. I think Boise State getting stuck in a play-in, at least from what I saw on the internet, did not seem fair. To them, I haven't watched much Boise State basketball,
Have you not? Yes. I mean,
but people that know better than I do seem to think that they were more deserving than what they got.
Well, I've watched some Boise State basketball, and problem is I haven't watched everybody else, but yeah, they look like a good team. So I've heard a lot of people talk about the fact the Mountain West got screwed in the seeding. And this affects, of course, my alma mater, who has to play maybe a Mountain West team in the second round, who's probably underseeded. So that's a bit of a, and I'm talking about Utah State in case you all don't understand this. So that's kind of, yeah. I think one of the big surprises you kind of brought up is UConn was the number one overall, yet you look at their region and they have to play the Big 12 tournament champion, the Big 10 tournament champion, and another conference champion, or
The SEC.
Auburn, the
Yep.
SEC conference tournament champion, are all in their bracket, which seems like they got screwed. And just for you people at home, here you go, Nuggets. You ready for Nuggets? You're a
Ready,
Nugget
shoot.
fan. Yeah, I'm not talking chicken nuggets now. We're talking
Those two.
Wikipedia nuggets. Okay. KenPom rankings, top four teams in each region, or two, three, and four, never mind the ones, right? Okay. 17 is the total in the East, where Connecticut is. Purdue's total is 40, North Carolina's is 39, and Houston's is 33. So going by that, there's a significant difference. Of course, part of this is Auburn, who is the four seed in the East, is the number five team on KenPom, which means they're probably underseeded, and wherever they went was going to tilt the balance by probably 10. But so, yeah, if you want to use something like that in terms of the predictive metrics, ouch, if you're UConn. Okay, which kind of gets us into a segue. Do you have UConn in the Final Four?
Well, it depends on what bracket, but yeah, I do. I just It's I didn't want to actually. So in my multiple brackets, because I have like five or six, I think I am in the final four in almost every one. I just don't see a path. If Auburn gets there in the Sweet 16 to play them, it could be a good matchup. But I just I don't know. I don't trust Auburn to beat them. Iowa State, that could be interesting. But I just yeah, it's hard to go against them at this point.
Okay, so that's good because Josh has him in the Final Four, and let me make sure here. Yeah, John has him in the Final Four too. So I have him in the Final Four. You maybe do, and just for purposes of the podcast, Sean, you gotta stick to one bracket, or we will be confused.
I got you. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. All right, so. Because I said we would mock him, I want to tell you what John has done for his Final Four. Okay, this is what he has. He has UConn, Alabama, Duke, Creighton, with Alabama and Creighton playing in the final game and Alabama winning the national championship. First joke, John thinks this is football. He's forgotten which tournament it is that we're doing. But okay, reaction.
Joke's on us, right? If I mean, he'll look back if Alabama makes it, and we'll all chuckle. I just don't, I watched Alabama basketball last year. Obviously, my better half is an Alabama fan. Watched some of their games this year. I think they're, in my mind, too erratic. I may have placed some units on them sometimes this year and did not go well. I
Well,
don't know. I've seen, there's predictions out there for every upset. But I've seen people say they could easily lose to Charleston. I have them in my bracket losing to UNC in the Sweet 16. I just that's an interesting pick.
yeah, I have them losing to St. Mary's in the round of 16. So their problem is, and I think John probably knows this, they're an offensive team and a defensive liability. So they play with a lot of pace, and rule of thumb is teams that play with pace, the KenPom pace rating is 72.6. Teams that play with pace when they get slowed down have a tendency to lose games. So yeah, but Alabama, interesting choice.
Oof.
He also has Creighton, who is another high scoring, not a whole lot better at defense team. And let's see, Creighton's pace is only 67, which is not exceedingly fast. But there you go. So
Yeah,
Alabama won it all from John, and of course John is a Creighton lover.
I like his dedication to Creighton. The one that really confuses me, and maybe this is just my hatred for Duke. I think in the second round, Wisconsin or JMU, I have in my bracket James Madison beating Duke, which would obviously be a huge upset. But like I if even if they get through that game, I don't see them beating Houston, to make it to the Elite Eight. That would be,
Well, that gets us to the big question here. I have Wisconsin beating them too in terms of Duke, but always an annual question is how healthy is everybody? Houston looked like crud last Saturday night against Iowa State, got absolutely steamrolled. How's that? That's our word for the day. And
I like it.
their biggest rebounder has hurt his back and was not able to play very many minutes. Who knows? Nobody ever knows the answer to these questions, right? How badly hurt is he? How much do they need him to win against Longwood? How much they need? Do they even play him? All those questions, but that raises question marks about Houston, who all year looked like they were going to be a Final Four team. Now you worry a little bit that maybe they're not at the top of their game. And that's, we talked last Friday on the podcast, which I know you listened to some a lot. And so we talked about injuries and how that screws teams up. And We're going to talk about Marquette, I'm sure, here in a minute. And Marquette's got a player who hasn't played for 3 weeks who might be as important as anybody on their team. And, we're going to go around the list. There are going to be some teams that are going to wonder who's playing and how much difference it makes. So, yeah. So, all right. So let's start. I gave you a list. All right. So I'm going to start at the end of the list. What's your best game you want to watch in the first round? What's the one you circled and you're going to make sure you see it?
Yeah, I might have the wrong
even if the boss even if the boss is listening.
Well, if the boss is listening, hello, and I hope this is enjoyable, and hopefully it doesn't put him to sleep. I think, so I can only do one, right? Which is tough. Yeah. I think I have to go Wisconsin, and I'll keep coming back to that a lot. But that's, Wisconsin, as you know, is a Big Ten team that did they beat Purdue once?
Yeah,
right.
They beat Purdue Saturday in the semifinals in a very ugly rock fighty kind of game.
Yep, and JMU is obviously not as tested, but I was just looking. I forgot they beat Michigan State the first game of the year.
Opening game of the season, they beat Michigan State in East Lansing.
Yep, and their three losses, two, it's kind of like football, two of which were to Appalachian State. So Appalachian State had their number. So I just have been seeing a lot of people talk about JMU. There's always a 12-5. So I really want to see what that game, how that game pans out. I think that'll be an interesting one. And I'm not seeing the, I'll have to find what the predictor on ESPN that John loves has that at.
Yeah, well, you love ESPN almost as much as he does. So I'm going to go with a different game. I'm going to go with the one that I'm probably will see live. What I mean, probably, unless there's some, I guess if my wife dies because Purdue loses to the 16 seed, I probably won't stay and watch the 8-9 game between TCU and Utah State. TCU goes up and down the court a lot. One of these teams, let me look at my numbers here. TCU is a 69.7 in terms of speed. They're very high in terms of they have a 115 offensive rating, and so does Utah State. I expect some offense. I expect a very tight game. I expect Utah State to win the game, but that should be a really good game. If I was at home, I'd want to see that game as a must see. There are several others I could pick that I don't want to miss, but I watch a lot more basketball than you do, Sean. So I am actually off on Thursdays, Sean. So I can sit like I did last Thursday on the fourth best basketball day of the year, which John would not, I could not get him to talk about on the podcast. But I think I watched games from noon till midnight last Thursday, and probably would again this Thursday if I wasn't on my way to Indianapolis to watch my alma mater lose in the first round again and become a widower. Yeah.
Yeah, that so you got to stop killing people on your podcast. That's never good. That's but I hope you and your better half have fun at the game. I think
So how is Brittany's grade, by the way?
she did not think it was she was very confused why you had her rolling over in her grave. So
yeah,
if you and
did
your,
you tell
if
her he's an English professor, it's a metaphor.
I did. if you guys, wouldn't it be kind of a fun story if you guys saw a number one seed lose to a 16 seed twice? I don't know how many people can say that, right? Like that's got to be worth something. That's you're breaking up. It's a little choppy, but I think I see a finger. I also double checked TCU ESPN predictor. They have them at 72%. That seems really high.
They have TCU winning that game.
At 72%, Utah State obviously at 28%.
You've got the famous ESPN app thing. So does that mean TCU's giving points?
TCU's giving 4.5. Yeah. Oh,
jump on that. That's easy money. All right.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So let's go on. One play-in team. This is our list. One play-in team always goes around a 32. Who you got?
Yeah, you'll get sick of hearing me talk about him. I like Boise State. Somebody on Twitter who was smarter than me had analytics. They had 17% chance of making it to the round of 32 as a play-in team, right? So
Yeah.
their path would be beat Colorado and then beat Marquette, who's the 2 seed. This might be my bias. I don't think, Marquette
No.
doesn't knock my socks off.
No. They only had to beat, they beat Colorado, then they had to beat Florida.
Florida, yeah, I ignored Florida. That's an easy
Yeah, well, and the
thing.
thing about Florida is their big broke his leg in the game Saturday, so they got mollywhomped on Sunday, so it's clear they will not be the same team that has qualified for the tournament. So whoever comes out of the Colorado Boise game, I think has a good shot, and that's why I have Colorado. So I have Colorado in terms of I also twofer. I have McNeese winning on the other in the. Yeah, it's in the Purdue bracket too. I have them. Well, this is the next one. I have them beating a five. So I see several upsets in the Midwest.
You jumped ahead of me too, because if you want to throw another one out there, I think people are really down on, and rightfully so, UVA. But
Oh, yeah.
if UVA can drag folks into the mud and win games 42-40, they have a shot, I think, to potentially get past, well, Colorado State, Texas, and then Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. If Virginia wins that game tonight, I would be stunned. And I think they're favored. No,
They're
Colorado State. Colorado State 2.5. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, so how about the Colorado State is giving 2.5, but ESPN predictor has UVA at a 60% chance of winning. So I assume
You
you
don't.
would take UVA in the points if you base it on that predictor.
If you base it on that predictor, you would. If you had not watched Colorado State or UVA play, you might. In terms of the eye test, I'll tell you this: the eye test does not say UVA wins that game. Just.
I don't know if I don't know if the eye test would have UVA winning any games against any of these teams.
Right.
They're
Exactly.
gross.
Well done.
Yeah.
So, what do you got for 12-5?
Yeah, I keep going back to it. So I'll just quickly JMU over Wisconsin, and then the bonus one, and this might be a better play, Grand Canyon over St. Mary's, who I think you said you had St. Mary's
Yeah.
beating Alabama.
Yeah, I have St. Mary's going a little ways. Yeah. So, John sent me a couple screenshots. So let me see what he has here. If he has anything interesting. John has Duquesne beating Illinois, which is a 3-14 matchup. That is John's Illinois hatred showing
Oh,
through.
Illinois's Morehead State. Duquesne's the one above against BYU.
Well, okay, he's got Duquesne winning two games then, is the point.
Oh,
He's
there you
got
go.
them
Okay.
playing, and he's got Duquesne beating them. So there you go. John is a Pittsburgh homer. Who knew?
He likes the Dukes to wow. That's a take. Yeah.
That is a take. well played, Sean. That is a take. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the alternative? That is a choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. So that's our 5-12 matchups. Okay. A 2 seed for years has gone out before the round of 16. Do you have that in your bracket?
I do, yeah. I keep coming back to the South bracket. Marquette, based on some of the data I had, they have a 57% chance of making it through 2 rounds. That's the lowest of any of the two. So I like, again, either Boise or Florida to clip them in the second round, and then also as a bonus one, potentially Tennessee if Texas matches up against them.
Okay, that is good. I went completely different, a whole different region. I have Nevada beating Arizona in the round of 32. Again, Mountain West, I think, was underrated. I've seen them play. They're pretty good. Arizona is very has a lot of talent, is very good, but they sh here we go. John's not here. They shit the bed all the time. And so I'm worried they will shit the bed in that game and not advance. And Nevada will be there to take advantage of that. Nevada, of course, is coached by who, Sean? Who, Sean?
I don't know.
Steve Alford.
Yes, what you
IU
said.
legend Steve Alford is now at Nevada in his. I've lost track of how many jobs he's had, but yes, that's his most recent landing spot. Back to the Mountain West.
John would have got that one right.
John would have got that right because he is an Alford lover. Yes, because
Yep.
the famous night years. All right, double digit seeds to the round of 16, Sean.
So hopefully no one checks your podcast for consistency, because I'm gonna be all over the place here.
Well, you don't know which bracket you're using, so and I want you to know that's fine, Sean. John has done this for years. If you're not aware, the funny I to tell you as you study your whichever bracket you're working off of and don't know, I'll tell you this more than once over the last few years, we've had this bracket podcast, and John has said, "I'm doing this, this, and this," and then the reveal comes when you can see somebody else's bracket. And it doesn't do what he said it did on the and I'll text him and say, "What the hell?" And he'll say, "I forgot what I was going to do, and this is what I came up with the next fever dream or whatever it is he was going with." So it's kind of tradition to not be consistent, Sean. Yeah.
So this one, is this the above five seed to make the
No,
Elite Eight or
I
double
supposedly a
digits?
double digit's gonna make
Okay.
it to the round of 16.
All right,
You've got
I got four
JMU.
op I got four options. Again, consistency might be tough on this one. So I like New Mexico or Colgate. So I have them playing in the round of 32.
Okay.
Obviously, whoever would win that, I have would have them would have them if one
You
were to
have
go.
Colgate winning a game.
I have them beating Baylor. I got to go with the Patriot League. My better half is a proud Lehigh alum, and I have love for the great Patriot League. So Colgate beat Lehigh for the title, so I got to take them over Baylor.
Has the Patriot League won a game since Bucknell won games back in the 90s?
So I'm glad you asked. Historically, Lehigh beat Duke in 2010, 2011. I got to double check, but yeah, it's just it was recently the anniversary of CJ McCollum and Lehigh beating Duke as a Lehigh was a 15 seed.
Yeah, okay. I there you go. You got a plug in there. And it looks like you seem knowledgeable. Yeah. So you've got Colgate, New Mexico.
And then
Yes,
the other
I'm
and then
tempted.
two they would have to play each other. And then same scenario in the South. I have either Boise State or NC State. Definitely prisoner of the moment on NC State winning the ACC and watching them play with
Yeah.
Their guard is really good, and then they have that like 300-pound dude who is pretty good down low. I'd love to see him play against Purdue, but that wouldn't be till the Final Four. So either of those teams, I think Marquette is the weakest of the two seeds, and they could potentially run up against Kentucky, which is, it depends on which day it is for Kentucky if they're going to play defense or not.
Yeah, I have both McNeese in the Midwest, and I just said I have Nevada beating Arizona in the West. So I have two, so that
So is that
I'm living up to. Yeah.
McNeese beating Purdue to get to the Elite Eight?
No, they only had to get this. That's only a round of 16.
Oh, even better. There you
Yeah,
go.
I look forward to a Purdue McNeese matchup, and I look forward to Purdue winning that. By the way, did we ever say what our Final Fours were?
We did not.
No,
go for
we
it.
might have to get there, huh? Yeah, before this is over. Yeah.
It's a slow
Okay.
reveal.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one on the list is no more than two from the same conference in the final four. You didn't do that, did you?
I did not. I did you?
I had to change mine, so I didn't. So, and I will say
I
no
have
more.
a yeah, my mine doesn't. It's four teams from I think four different conferences.
Oh,
I have to
I
double check.
my final official bracket on the Obvious Brothers, and this is our plug time. We are running a bracket contest again this year. We'll see who wins. I think John won last year. This year, I am promising everybody maybe a Stanley, the famous pink Stanley mug. It will, of course, not be the real thing, but it'll be a fake pink Stanley mug with the whatever we claim is the Obvious Brothers logo on it, probably OB written with a marker on the side. Yeah.
I want a
That
t-shirt.
what's that?
I said I want a t-shirt.
Oh, we still have t I'll send you a t-shirt. Yeah.
Perfect.
I have t-shirts from the first time we have them printed up. So, yeah. All right. So there we go. No. Okay. You're supposed to have a one seed win because a one seed wins like 51, 52% of the time. You have a one seed winning?
I do.
Okay. So we'll move on. The list said no repeats. You don't have a repeat winner, do you?
I did, and then I changed it, so I
Okay.
do not have a repeat.
Okay, so that now let's get down to it. What you got for a final four?
Right, so I have UConn versus Arizona, so one versus two, in that final four on that side, and then Houston versus Tennessee. I see you're wearing your Purdue sweatshirt, so I couldn't go with Purdue.
Okay, let me also point out underneath the Purdue sweatshirt, I have, can you read that backwards? Boilermaker. I have a
Does it?
Boilermaker t-shirt on too, and we don't want to check
Oh,
my underwear either. So, yes.
you are all decked out.
Yeah, I'm well, it is the week we play a game.
Is. It's game week. Yeah.
Game
So
week.
I have Houston versus Arizona in the final, with Houston winning it all. You talked about the injury concerns, so obviously that's a big piece, but I think I'm hopeful they can get back to mid to early season form. I had UConn winning it all, and then saw an Instagram reel of a guy saying, if you want to win your bracket, don't take UConn, because everyone does. So I took
Right.
that advice.
Yeah. Well, I took somebody else's advice in terms of what to do. I took Purdue to win it all. I have UConn versus Baylor. I have Kentucky versus Purdue, with Purdue playing UConn in the final and Purdue winning. That way I avoid the repeat. That way I get the points for Purdue winning because, as somebody pointed out, lots of people are not going to do this with Purdue, even though they're a one seed and we're the number one overall seed until the weekend. You don't very often get that kind of value. And so I'm hoping I'll be one of the few with Purdue going deep. It will get me lots of points and so on and so forth. So that it's kind of a strategy. I wanted UConn there because they look so good. I can't believe they're going to get beat. And sometimes you just got to go with the eye test. You got to believe it. And I kind of believe it. I wouldn't be surprised if they ran right through the tournament and won it all. And just so you know, I had three Big East teams, all three of them in the final four at one point.
Oh,
And then I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I ended up with three ones and a two. And I said, you can't do that. So I ended up with Baylor and Kentucky, because I know it's not going to be three ones and a two. And that's the best I could do without going crazy. As somebody said on a pod I was listening to this morning, for X number of years, I don't remember how many, but a number of years, a lower than four seed has made it to the final four. And you cannot figure out who it's going to be. I mean, last year there were three of them, I think. I mean, you can make a case for this one or that. You can't know that things are going to fall a certain way. Like, St. Mary, Michigan State beats UNC in the second game. St. Mary's could easily beat Michigan State and end up playing Nevada in to go to the Final Four. And who can, it's just crap can happen. That's why they play the games and why it's fun. We love this tournament because it's unpredictable, totally unpredictable. And as Norlander keeps saying on his podcast, by dinner time Thursday, all our brackets will be shit. And we'll be wondering about next year and why we were that stupid. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble when Purdue loses their first game and Baylor loses to Colgate.
Well, let me just say, if Purdue loses the first game, since I'm going to be there in person, I don't even want to begin to talk about what that would be like. Okay.
You have
I'm
to shut
not.
off, you have to shut off your phone if that happens.
If I have to, well, I'm not worried about my phone. I'm worried about what I have to do with my wife. She might just melt. What I'll turn and there will be Purdue clothing next to me. She'll be Obi-Wan Kenobi, So, yeah,
Well,
so.
here's my big question. I think I texted this to you too. If Purdue loses again to a 16 seed, do you fire the coach? At
No.
what point do you fire this
No, you
coach?
don't fire the coach.
He can't get it
What
done in
world do you live in that you
the
fire the coach?
postseason.
They just won the Big Ten championship, regular season championship by three games.
Regular season. That was very important clarification.
Well, okay. Last year they won both the regular season and the tournament. I mean, how much? How? I
Yeah,
mean,
I just thought you'd have higher standards for your
no.
team. I didn't realize just making the tournament was good enough.
Well, it's not. I'd like to win some games. I mean, but you don't fire the coach. That's an overreaction. It's always an interesting discussion. The Big Ten hasn't won a national championship since 2000, and it's always a discussion about why. And I don't think nobody really has the real answer because you can't really know. But I suspect Purdue wins championships in the league and so forth because they build the right kind of teams to do so. And I suspect that his teams aren't built the right way to win NCAA games. I think they officiate differently. And I think pace of play gets to be for years has been a problem with the Big Ten. They play too slowly. When you get to the NCAA, you get teams. You watch UConn play. They do a pretty good job of getting up and down the court, and they're not even fast, right? I mean, they're just so. Yeah, I think there's a couple reasons, but you don't fire the coach who's, wins 28 games every year, Sean, because you can't win an NCAA game. I guess there are places that do, but
Yeah,
yeah.
I think you would.
Well, you see, that's the problem of whatever expectations, and it sounds like Kentucky might. Well, I don't know that they'll fire Calipari, but he seems to be on a hot seat if he doesn't do something this year. But yeah, I mean, Purdue's
He's
never
a
won. Purdue's never won a
what?
national championship. So,
Coach Calipari is one of the most famous Bloomsburg alum, so that's we got to pull for him in the tournament.
no, we don't.
Okay, how about this? I got a stat for you. There are only two Division I players with at least 175 rebounds, 175 assists, and 50 steals. Do you know who one of them is?
Oh, it's got to be it's Braden Smith from Purdue.
Yeah, do you know who the other
I
is?
would have to sit down and figure out what the numbers were you just shot. That's only five assists a game and not very many steals. Yeah, Smith's one.
Yep, Braden Smith from Purdue, and then a kid named Braden Smith from Colgate. Spelled differently, but same name. So pretty wild. Two Braden
Well, that's
Smiths.
weird. Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so now I wanted Josh on here. Because this is a moment when we have the talk. So how much do you have invested in games, brackets, survivors, et cetera, et cetera? I know, Sean, Josh already threw out that he has five squares in an NCAA squares game, which means he's spending more money in just that game than I'm spending in total, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kept it so far pretty reasonable. Just a couple of milkshakes. Nothing too crazy, but keeping an eye on some of the specials that pop up out there. There's some good ones. So I still have some couple more milkshakes to play with, but nothing that's gonna, mortgage the
You're
future.
not in any bracket with a bunch of people for, say, $20.
I am not. Nope.
No, none of those.
No, none of the high ticket ones. I like to keep it modest.
You like to put all your money into who was it? Futures, James Madison futures.
I'm getting ready for football season. So Riley Leonard, Heisman odds, and Notre Dame to make the playoffs.
Might as well go with JMU to win a national championship.
We'll
I think
see.
you're better off. Yeah, but at least making the Sweet 16. So not a lot. So are you going play the pigskin game?
Yeah. So I will say I got three in on there. So
You do it, but you went three? Okay, so let's hear
I
it.
kind of buried the
If
lead.
you went three, I want to hear what your strategy is.
Yeah. So I
And
it was
but
mixed.
first we have to tell the audience the pigskin game does. How do we explain what they do? They tier the teams. You get points for each win from each tier. You get to pick eight teams, and so the person with the most points in the end wins the money, and it's a pretty big pot. But $1,000 last year was a winner, but that took 100 and some points. And once you figure out what it takes to get 100 and some points, Sean, you, of course, that has more points than it's been for a while, but last year was a weird year. Yeah. So.
So they do eight teams in each bucket. The top eight teams are worth 1 point per win, and then 2 points, so on and so on.
Right.
So the highest value you can get is 8 points. So I do a mix. My first one I do is just like I make sure I do only two teams from each region. Just to try again. Yeah, I don't, if you pick eight teams in the same region, you're going to be out pretty quick because they're going to eventually play each other, right? So
Right.
all three of them
That's a
have
good
two.
tip, right? I'm
Yeah,
going to go
two.
back and look and see what I have written down. Yeah.
Yeah, double check on that. And then my first one is just a mix of who I really like. My second one is a mix of who I like and then some high points. And then my third one, I try to do everyone 4 points or more.
Oh, so
So that one's that.
you backloaded.
I do the long shot bracket.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the long shot. Yeah,
Yep.
I think my draft, I had UConn and Purdue. I'm going to have to look because I did it a while ago and I did not retain it, obviously. So I did UConn and Purdue, and I didn't go real high, but I did. I did McNeese and New Mexico, where they're both sixes, and I did Colorado and Michigan State, which are both fives. St. Mary's and Baylor, which Baylor's only a two, but I have Baylor getting to the final four, so that would be 20 points. Back to get into the money, you probably need somewhere near 75, maybe 80 points. So you gotta figure out how to get your team, realistically, quote air quotes, realistically, how do you get to 80 points? And yeah, it is an interesting challenge, different. Yeah.
It is. It is. Hey, did we do Josh's Final Four?
Yeah. Did I not say it
Did I
out
miss?
loud?
I don't think you did. We made fun of John's. I didn't know
Well,
if we got to make fun of Josh's.
Josh's was Connecticut, Arizona, Kentucky, Purdue, with Arizona and Kentucky playing in the final. No, he's got the other way around, Purdue and Connecticut playing with Purdue winning, right?
Wow. So he's. You guys are going to cancel each other out.
Well, I guess I had to make sure I beat him
In the
in
early
the
rounds.
end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Connecticut winning. He's got Connecticut winning. So
Okay. Oh,
that's a
so you're good there.
difference. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it. Okay. So, all right. What else do we want to talk about? Brackets, survivors, you're not playing any?
Nope,
No.
staying away from those.
I'm staying away from those two. Always frustrates me
Yep.
because I always I think I lost on Purdue last year.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No,
Well, what are
that
you so what are you watching? It's all basketball this week?
was that?
I said, what are you watching? Is it just basketball this week? Is that gonna that's the next month, next few weeks?
Well, we finished Masters of the Air, which the last two episodes, which you need to watch because it's quality television and you need to be educated. And
Okay.
then yeah, I think what were we watching last night? Oh, you'll love this. I'm kind of addicted to this show on HGTV. It's called Rock the Block.
Okay.
You don't know the show. I
I
can
do
tell by the
not
look
know.
on, I can tell by the
I
blank look on your face. You do not know the show. Okay, so
love
this is
HGTV, but not the show.
okay. So the show is a contest show, and they bring four sets of their people who have shows in, and they give them all the same house, blank slate, nothing inside it. And so every week they do a different section of the house, and somebody comes in and judges who generated the most value. And then in the last week, whose house is the one that would be paid the most for, and they win. So you get to see four different kinds of designers and how they start with this year. This is season five. It is a Florida inlet. They have a boat dock. They have boat docks, and they are two. Well, I'd say townhouses, condo townhouses, things. They're not standalone houses. So they're each. They have a wall that for two in pairs. So it's interesting. It's got like 5,000 square feet, and I it's a lot of fun because I like to see the design stuff and see, these two people stand here with this blank space and say, oh, let's do this. And sometimes you say, oh, that's dumb and ugly. And sometimes you go, wow, that's pretty amazing. Like last night, the two guys that won who are from Detroit, who do low income housing, have done a whole block in Detroit. That's their show. They won last night because they took the second space on the first floor, off the kitchen, and which was supposed to be living room space and everything. They turned it into two bathrooms with two or two bedrooms with en suites, and the other, n nobody else. Some of them stuck a small bedroom in, but they went big time. They said, oh, we're going to put two bedrooms in. Of course, you know about this, Sean. You've bought a house not that long ago. You had an extra bedroom to a house. The asking price jumps. And so, and especially if you add an extra bedroom with an en suite, is a big deal. So it was interesting to see that they went, they didn't do anything flashy so much with the design, so much as they said, oh, we're going to squeeze this in when nobody else thought to. So that's kind of fun. Yeah. All kinds of
Nice.
things. Last week, I've gone too long on this. I can tell Sean is glazed over, but last week, the winning thing that people did, these, I said townhouses, right? It's three stories, garage on the, the kind, right? With the garage on the first floor, and then the first floor, they put in an elevator, cost them 30 grand, but they won the week. But so they put, which as an old guy, an elevator in a two-story building, yeah, three-story building, it was a good thing. But yeah. But no, the other three didn't even, none of them thought of it or wanted to invest the money in it, and so on and so forth. So it's
No,
fun.
it's a smart
Rock the
move.
block.
Yeah. Yeah, I think well there's probably a couple of houses in Bluestar with elevators, right?
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you got another joke, or are we done?
Let's say, oh, you didn't want to hear what we were watching. Okay. I get
Oh,
it.
really? I'm sorry. Aren't you
No,
watching Barney?
it's on to basketball. We started
Oh,
watching the
no,
new
you go
season.
ahead. Tell me what you're watching. You got one shot here to impress me.
All right, Fargo, the new season with
Oh, you're
the
finally watching the new season?
we finally made it. We're taking a break on the tourist. We're an episode or two in. It just wasn't we're not there yet. We'll come back to it. So we're on to Fargo and then every once in a while, at night for a few minutes, we're now onto the Trolls movie, for the little guy, which is it's got me hooked. I'm into it.
For our younger audience, in case you so I see,
Trolls.
speaking of which, Mean Girls is now on. I see it is streaming.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah,
And
the musical.
is it a musical?
Is it the what? Is it the remake or is it the
Yeah,
original?
it's a new one. Yeah, so
Yeah,
with Tina Fey.
it's a musical.
Oh, great! That makes it even more likely that I'll watch it. Okay. Yeah. So you said something. Oh, Fargo. Fargo is effing crazy.
The accents are wild. They always
The,
throw me off. I
yeah,
know it's coming and it still throws me
yeah. I who knows what language they're speaking there, but yes, I
off.
can't. Of course, I do that. I say this every time we watch. They do the series there. If that part of the world killed that many people in that bloody fashion, nobody would live there. I mean,
Right.
just absolutely not. But it's like, here we go, another body
Yeah.
all chopped up. Hey,
Yeah.
bum. And going back to the original movie, at least we have a wood chopper handy so we can take care of the
Right.
body, right? Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah. All right. So here you go. This one's for Britt. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah. I hear you saw your wife slightly drunk yelling at the TV, "Don't go there. Don't go into the church, you moron." She was watching your wedding videos.
Oh no. That's bad. That is not good. That is I will have to relay that one and see what kind of reaction it gets.
Should probably get a thumbs up. No. All
Yeah.
right, girl.
Hey, why did the college basketball players sit on the sidelines and sketch pictures of chickens?
I don't know.
He was learning how to draw fouls.
On that ridiculous pun, John
That's a
is
good
going to be
enough
so
bandit.
embarrassed. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, this was the Obvious Brothers bracket podcast, which is usually our most listened to podcast of the year. I won't bother tell everybody that John's not on because, yeah, I don't want the
Yeah,
ratings to dip. Yeah.
God bless your listeners. This is going to be a fun one.
All right. Well done.
Cool.
Yep. Good luck with your bracket and good luck with all your betting on your 15 game parlay. All
Thanks, same to you.
right. Bye, Sean.
See ya.